of Venus, we probably only see the upper surface of its cloudy atmosphere. See footnote 1 at the end of this chapter. As regards Jupiter and Saturn, this is still more certain, since their low density will only permit of a comparatively small proportion of their huge bulk being solid. Their belts are but the cloud strata of their upper atmosphere, perhaps thousands of miles above their solid surface, and a somewhat similar condition seems to prevail in the far more remote planets Uranus and Neptune. It has thus happened that, although the telescopic objects of interest and beauty, the marvelous rings of Saturn, the belts and ever-changing aspects of the satellites of Jupiter, and the moon-like phases of Venus, together with its extreme brilliancy, still remain unsurpassed, yet the greater amount of details of these features, when examined with the powerful instruments of the 19th century, have neither added much to our knowledge of the planets themselves, or led to any sensational theories calculated to attract the popular imagination. But in the case of Mars, the progress of discovery has had a very different result. The most obvious peculiarity of this planet, its polar snow caps, were seen about 250 years ago. They were first proved to increase and decrease alternately in the summer and winter of each hemisphere by Sir William Herschel in the latter part of the 18th century. This fact gave the impulse to that idea of similarity in the conditions of Mars and the Earth, which the recognition of many dusky patches as streaks of water and the more ruddy and brighter portions as land further increased. Added to this, a day only about half an hour longer than our own, and a succession of seasons of the same character as ours, but of nearly double the length owing to its much longer year, seemed to leave little wanting to render this planet a true Earth on a smaller scale. It was therefore very natural to suppose that it must be inhabited, and that we should some day obtain evidence of the fact. The canals discovered by Schiaparelli. Hence the great interest excited when Schiaparelli at the Milan Observatory, during the very favorable opposition of 1877 and 1879, observed that the whole of the tropical and temperate regions from 60 degrees north to 60 degrees south latitude were covered with a remarkable network of broader curved and narrower straight lines of dark color. At each successive favorable opposition, these strange objects, called canali, channels by the discoverer, but rather misleadingly canals in England and America, were observed by means of all the great telescopes of the world, and their reality and general features became well established. In Schiaparelli's first map, they were represented as being much broader and less sharply defined than he himself and other observers found by later and equally favorable observations than they really were. Discovery of the double canals. In 1881, another strange feature was discovered by Schiaparelli, who found that about 20 canals which had previously been seen single were now distinctly double. That is, they consisted of two parallel lines, equally distinct, and either very close together or a considerable distance apart. This curious appearance was at first thought to be due to some instrumental defect or optical illusion, but it was soon confirmed by other observers with the best instruments and in widely different localities. It became in time accepted as a real phenomenon of the planet's surface. The round spots discovered in 1892. At the favorable opposition of 1892, Mr. W.H. Pickering noticed that besides the seas of various sizes, there were numerous very small black spots, apparently quite circular, and occurring at every intersection or starting point of the canals. Many of these had been seen by Schiaparelli as larger and ill-defined dark patches, and were termed seas or lakes. But Mr. Pickering's observatory was at Arequipa in Peru, about 8,000 feet above the sea, and with such perfect atmospheric conditions as were, in his opinion, equal to a doubling of telescopic aperture. They were soon detected by other observers, especially by Mr. Lowell in 1894, who wrote thus of them: "Scattered over the orange-ochre groundwork of the continental regions of the planet are any number of dark brown spots. How many there may be is not..."